Get into the groove, boy. You've got to prove your love to me. Yeah. That's to get myself into a state. Tony Robbins does this whole thing where he's like, oh yeah, and he punches the ceiling. It's to get people into a state and a different, a vibe, a high energy, a high frequency. So I'm doing that for myself, and I'm also doing it to get the attention of the audience and to bring up the frequency and the energy and get people excited about watching the video and thinking, who is this crazy chicken? What's she about to tell me? So I'm Miranda Wright from Miranda Wright Marketing. I'm starting my own marketing business and communications business as well, because I've studied marketing and communications, and that's my talent. I absorb information and I can communicate that to my audience and help them to change their life and their business. So if you have a creative business, you're in the right place. I'm here to help you, and I give a crap about your success, okay? So what I'm about to share with you today is a story, okay? I was once in Canada. I lived in Canada for 8 months with my daughter, who now has a Canadian accent. She's Australian, but because she was learning how to speak over there and she was three and around other kids at the daycare center while I worked over there, I was on a working holiday visa, she picked up Canadian accent. She's 13 now and she still has the Canadian accent. And we've been living in Australia ever since we left Canada. Okay, back in 2011 we got back, so she still has the Canadian accent, which is adorable. Anyway, I'm kind of glad she doesn't have a Bogan Aussie accent. Okay, we don't have Bogan Aussie accents. Okay, so what's the story I'm about to tell you? Okay, it's got to do with Canada, obviously. I lived in Canada for 8 months in Whistler. I stayed at a friend's place in Vancouver and then moved to Whistler and learned how to snowboard, which was fun. I wanted to go to Lake Louise. I took the weekend off work or a few days off work. Went to Lake Louise because it was the most stunning place that I've ever seen in my life. I really wanted to go, and it was just as majestic in real life as it is in any picture, okay? I was on the canoe and it was so picturesque. It was like the mountains on each side were mirroring each other, and you could see the reflection in the water of the trees and the mountains, and it was the Chateau Fairmont in front of me, and the reflection of that in the water, and the water was just so like flat and just crystal clear. It was just so beautiful. We were out there on a canoe, my daughter and I. It's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen in my life, and one of my most favorite experiences ever. The point of that story is I wanted to get there, and I didn't know. Like, I had a Canadian Nokia old school phone, right? There was no Google. I needed to work out how to get there. I looked on the map and thought, okay, it's just like, I just imagined it being like a short distance from Banff. Okay, and I was wrong. It was a little bit longer than what I thought it was, right? I started walking. Apparently, I looked it up online, and I'm not sure how correct it is, but it says that it takes like well over a day to get there when walking. I don't know if they what part of Banff they actually mean, because Banff is an actual large area. Okay, so I'm not sure where they measured that from. But I just started walking. I thought it's you could get there from Banff. I don't know where I got that idea from, but I can't remember now, but I just started walking. I was walking for ages and ages and ages, and I was actually starting to get scared. I didn't think about bears, but I thought that it was secluded, and a guy actually pulled up, said he's usually a taxi driver. He didn't have any like uniform. The car wasn't a taxi car. He said he's usually a taxi driver. It's his day off. Would I like a lift? There's no other cars around. And I'm thinking, oh, no, thank you. I would never get in a car with a stranger. I didn't say that, but I was just polite. And I said, no, thank you. No, thank you. That's okay. I'm just going up here. So I kept walking. And then eventually I discovered some cabins, which were really cool looking. Went inside. It was so cold. I went inside because I was all rugged up in snow gear, so you don't really feel the cold, but it was, you could sort of feel the cold air. You didn't really get too cold because with all the winter gear on, of course. It was nice and warm inside. You could take all your weather gear off and then just relax in the fireplace for a little while, and that was great, in the foyer. And then I asked them if there was some sort of shuttle bus, taxi service, some way of getting to Lake Louise. And I think I ended up staying at that cabin, but I'm not sure if it was that night or the next night. Might have been the next night. But I think that day I got the shuttle from there and then went to Lake Louise. Okay, and I'm glad I did. Without that experience, I think I wouldn't have discovered that cabin area. And I was staying in this ordinary, hotel room or motel room, and it was kind of ordinary. And I thought, you know, I want a Canadian experience, so I'm going to stay in these cabins for a couple of nights. It was really fun. Like, the cabin was so beautiful and so, like, stereotypically Canadian in the forest, and just the decor was really cool. It was really comfortable, and I laid back in the bath and just absorbed it all. It was just like a pure, like, timber cabin that you would expect in Canada. I just really enjoyed it. Yeah, so that was my experience, but I wouldn't have had that experience if I hadn't took the risk of walking and just going for it. Even if I didn't walk, even if I just, like, took a bus or a taxi or whatever, the point that I had the idea in mind, I had a goal in mind, I took action and I got there in the end, just shows that if you don't take action, if you don't take a risk, if you don't go for what you want, then you're not going to get the result you want. Okay, so that's my whole point of that story. That was a great experience and just worthwhile. I just did it and I'm glad I did. I don't think there's anything more to that story. I'm trying to, like, improve my storytelling ability. Like, I'm a good communicator, but when it comes to actually telling stories about my own experiences, I tend to, like, forget the most important thing and or not put anything funny in it or interesting, or don't describe exactly what. Like, I'm actually good at screenwriting. Like, I can write things down and come up with a story that way. I'm really good at writing stories, but just not expressing, like, talking about stories very well. That's something that I've discovered about myself. So that's something I'm going to work on. So hopefully you enjoyed that story. Like, do I need to describe the trees? They're beautiful. And it was just like, okay, I could describe it as being like twilight. I lived a twilight experience living over there, okay? It was just like the setting in Twilight, the forest and the mountains and the whole feeling of it and the beauty. And I had a British boyfriend that reminded me of Robert Pattinson, and that was a twilight experience for me. It was romantic. It was just beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. That's Canada, okay? And the whole reason for that story, don't forget, is that if you don't take action, if you don't go for what you want, you'll never know what could happen. You never know. You could have the best time of your life and not have known if you didn't take that action, that leap of faith, okay? Take a risk. That's the whole point of that story, okay? So where that leads me to is Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson have created a software that teaches people how to create courses, workshops, and masterminds, how to extract knowledge out of your head and get it down onto a platform, because the era of education is changing. It's transitioning into self-education. You don't need to go to university in order to have the career that you want. You can work for yourself. Social media exists. We're all aware of that. You can work from home. You don't need to go get a job. It's possible to do what you love to do and have your own online business and reclaim that time for yourself and live the life that you truly want. Does that make sense? So that opportunity is available to everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't need to be lucky or rich or whatever. You can develop skills to make what you want happen. Does that make sense? So how you get those skills is you can learn from other people who have been there and done that. They have the experience that you don't have. You can learn directly from them online. So that's why the self-education industry is important. And you can be a part of that self-education industry by learning from other people as well as teaching other people yourself. So you might then think, okay, I don't know how to teach. I don't know how to speak on camera. You can develop those skills. Okay, teaching is storytelling, like I just did. I need to develop my. I think I'm a good teacher. I think I'm good at communicating, but I also need to work on my storytelling ability. Okay, so I'm here doing it. You can do it too. All right, you can work on your own storytelling ability, because teaching is storytelling. You wrap pieces of information around a story so that people can relate to that story and absorb the information and be more interested in what you have to say. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point of that. Teaching is storytelling, and you can learn that for yourself. That's just a skill that you can learn, okay? The more you practice, the better you'll get at something, okay? That goes for anything, all right? So it's just something you need to work on. For the part of extracting knowledge and getting it onto a platform and creating it into a course, a mastermind, or workshop, that's something that Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson can help you with, because they've created a course to go along with the software that they've created, the MindMint software, it's called, and they've created a training specifically to help you do exactly that. And you can get to that training, it's free. You can learn all about what it is I'm talking about right now by clicking on the link below. It's as easy as that. I also have my own course that I've created that helps creative entrepreneurs, makeup artists. You can be a filmmaker, you can be a painter, whatever. It speaks directly to makeup artists because I was once one once upon a time. So that was an experience that I had in the past that I can, you know, hopefully makeup artists can relate to me from my experiences and learn from them. Okay, so when I'm speaking directly to makeup artists, but what I'm actually saying applies to any creative person, okay? You can be an architect, you can be a makeup artist, you can be a hairdresser, you can create music, you can be an artist, a cartoonist, anime drawer, you can be a dancer, a singer, a guitarist, drummer, whatever, music teacher, any creative entrepreneur. And even if you're not currently in a business doing those things and you have that skill, you can then transition to having your own business and teaching other people what it is that you know. Does that make sense? So I've got a course that specifically for makeup artists, but as I said, it relates to any creative person, okay? And it teaches you how to create your own online course using the ClickFunnels software. I'm going to give that course to you for free simply by clicking on the link down below. It is a free training that they're providing, Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson. Does that make sense? But they're also going to make an offer at the end, of course, so where you can purchase the platform, the MindMint software, and additional training that goes along with that software, okay? It's a subscription. If you choose to purchase that at the end of the initial free training that you go to by clicking on the link is absolutely free, obligation free, okay? But if you wish to purchase at the end, the offer that they show you, that is an amazing offer that's stacked on value on top of it. So you're not only purchasing that MindMint software and training, but you're getting a whole lot of benefits on top of that, okay? And I think one of those things was marketing. Dean Graziosi's marketing team is going to help you with your marketing, okay? And that's awesome. This Dean Graziosi's marketing team, think about it. If you choose to purchase that offer, what I'm saying is you're going to get my course on top of it for free as an incentive for clicking on my link. I'm going to benefit from you clicking on the link, okay? I get an affiliate bonus for that, okay? Affiliate pay for that. Does that make sense? So as a thank you to you and as an incentive for clicking on the link and purchasing that product from Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, and Russell Brunson, I'm going to give you my course absolutely free, okay, as an incentive. Does it make sense? So how you get that is when you purchase Dean, Tony, and Russell's product, okay, you need to screenshot my affiliate link at the top of the page in the search bar, your proof of purchase, any sort of receipt you get from them. I want you to email Miranda Wright at marketonlinecourses.com and I will send you my course. Okay, does that make sense? Awesome. So hopefully you take me up on that offer because it's only going to benefit you. It's going to benefit me. It's going to benefit the people that you teach. Don't keep your skills to yourself. That's selfish. There's people out there that want to learn from you. Okay, they want to know what you know. There's people out there that want to learn music and they want to learn from you because they like you and they trust you, okay? And they relate to you, okay? Okay? So get out there, create courses, your masterminds, your workshops, make some money and make a change in your life, and then you regain that time.